فكان ما في كيو ان سبيس اتش ام اي دي دي تيم فور تمام محمد تي ام ام سبيس ام او اتش ام اي دي Their service is 25th January 2013. The name of the patient is Mitchell Hyens, MICHEWRE space HAYNES. Date of birth is 06/11/1966. The name of the primary care physician is Hannah Johnson, HEWRE space JOHNSON. Kindly copy the address in the phone and the fax number from the dictation done on 30th November 2012 and paste it here. Next paragraph is a cardiology claim. No, next paragraph is reason for visit or follow visit. Next, dear colleague, we have a pleasure of seeing Mrs. Hyens in our cardiology clinic today. She's a very present 46-year-old female with a past medical history for hypertension, COPD, and dementia. She has been complaining of chest pain for on the previous visit, for which we had an echocardiogram done. She also went to ER on November 26th, after which acute coronary syndrome was executed. She was discharged on the same day. On today's visit, the patient is not complaining of any chest pain. Although she's complaining of shortness of breath, which is exertional. She is hardly able to walk for 10 to 15 minutes without getting short of breath. She denies any orthopnea, P and D. She didn't have any palpitation or having any disease swell. She didn't have any syncope, presyncope attack. She didn't have any leg pain or claudication. She said that she followed her primary care physician regularly and takes some medication regularly. Next, past medical history number for hypertension, number 2, COPD, number 3, early onset dementia. Next, past surgical history is non-significant. Next, family history is significant for hypertension in the grandparents. So she's not smoking, but she admits to smoking marijuana regularly. She smokes around 3 to 4 blunts of marijuana per day. She denies drinking alcohol. Allergy, she's allergic to sulfur medications. Current medications include number 1 Vicodin, VICODIN 750 milligram QD, Donepezil, DONEPZIL 5 milligram QD, number 3 Plavix 75 milligram QD, number 4 Amlodipine 2.5 milligram QD, Xanax 2.5 milligram as needed, cyclobenzaprine, CYCLOBANZAPRINE 8CL 10 milligram BID, and albuterol, ALBUTEROL PRN. Next, physical examination on today's vital signs. On today's patient, blood pressure is 121/78, pulse is 78 beats per minute, weight is 136 pounds, height is 5 feet 4 inches, and BMI is 23.3. Kindly copy the physical examination from the template of normal physical examination and paste it here. Next, diagnostic investigation. Kindly copy the diagnostic investigations including EKG, MRI, and lab chemistries from page number 2 of the dictation done on November 30th, 2012, and paste it here. Kindly add another investigation, which is a stress test, which was done on 7th of December 2012. It was an exercise stress test, which showed stress was judged to be good. Stress had a normal blood pressure response. Stress has normal ST response. Chest pain did not occur. Next, assessment and plan. Number 1, shortness of breath. On today's visit, patient was complaining of shortness of breath. She previously had an episode of chest pain on November 26, 2012, for which she went to the emergency department, and acute coronary syndrome was really at that time. The shortness of breath is exertional. It occurs after 10 to 15 steps. She didn't have any orthopnea or PND. The stress test done in December 2012 showed a normal ST response, but since she's complaining of shortness of breath, which is not resolved despite which is still there, we are considering of doing a nuclear stress test to accurately assess the function of the heart. First of all, we have asked her to be compliant with the medication, and we'll follow her up as soon as the result of the stress tests are back. Number two is the hypertension. Patient is a known hypertensive. On today's visit, her blood pressures are 121/78. She takes amlodipine 2.5 milligrams QD. She's compliant with the medications. We have asked her to follow a strict low fat and low salt diet and consider primary care physician regularly. Next, number three is the COPD / marijuana smoking. The patient has a known breathing problems. She smokes marijuana too. She's been prescribed albuterol inhaler by a primary care physician. On today's visit, because she's complaining of significant shortness of breath, we have also scheduled the patient for a pulmonary function test to assess the function of our lungs. We will be managing the patient once the result of the pulmonary function tests are back and devise appropriate management plan according to the results. Number four is early onset dementia, short memory problem. The patient is also has a long standing history of memory problem and early onset dementia. The diagnosis was made by a primary care physician. She's been prescribed donepezil 5 milligrams by a neurologist. She's taking that medication regularly. We have asked her to consult her primary care physician and the neurologist regularly regarding her memory issues. Thank you. Number five is the coronary artery disease. The patient had a single episode of chest pain, November 26, 2012, and which she was taken to the ER, and acute coronary syndrome was created at that time. Because of significant shortness of breath, we have scheduled the patient for an echocardiogram, and we'll assess the patient results once the echo reports are back, and we'll manage her accordingly. Thank you. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Hines. Our phone number is provided to call with any concerning question. We'll see her back in our 1 month time. Meanwhile, she's instructed to see her primary care physician regularly. Second, sincerely, Fulkana Mehta, Fair QNs with AHMED, a medical student detailing for Dr. Tamam Muhammad, TMAM space AHMED. This is end of dictation.